Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Guy Sorman. And that's G-U-Y. S-O-R-M-A-N. If he were from Peoria, we'd call him Guy Sorman, but he's from France, and so he's Guy Sorman. And he's the author of a number of books, including the new one, Economics Does Not Lie. He's an outstanding fellow at the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.org. And Guy, anywhere else you'd like to send us?
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough places to have them follow you there and find you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Guy's recently returned from the Middle East. I'm sorry, from the Far East. China, Japan, and South Korea. Tell us now about what you found in South Korea, Guy.
Well, South Korea, I mean, they have been, I'm impressed. Because I remember when South Korea was poor 20, 30 years ago. And not only it's wealthy, but also it has become a democratic country. And this is a key, you know. Mm-hmm. Democracy is really part of creating a new, modern, innovative society. And they have become very good in innovation. For example, they are not that far from Japan in components. They took over Japan for shipbuilding. I think someday they'll be the leader in auto industry.
They're becoming a big auto and their autos are outstanding.
They are becoming leaders in certain fields. And they are investing a lot of money in innovation. That they, if you put Japan and South Korea on one side and China on the other, I think the big difference is innovation.
Let me ask you a question. About 10 years or so ago, South Korea nationalized the connection of virtually every human business, for sure, probably households, to broadband connection, getting them hooked up to broadband internet. That was a national effort, folks. They didn't wait for you to pay for it to come to your house. The country paid for it for the entire country to be wired with big pipes. What do you think that did to contribute to the growth of their economy?
Well, they decided that broadband was a basic infrastructure like water
or highways. Yeah.
Oh, highways.
Yeah.
So, you know, water, electricity, highways, broadband, they thought that there is no modern country without this kind of infrastructure. Of course, it played a decisive role in the innovation process. And your innovation is really what is leading South Korea. They understood something which the Chinese, the Chinese don't understand, because everything is connected with free speech. You know, you can't understand the progress, economic progress of South Korea if you don't remember that they became a democracy and a real one.
Right.
So this is, you know, part of the development process. You need free speech in order to have innovation.
Does Japan has fully free speech, even though it's...
What you read in the Japan media, I think you couldn't read in the U.S. media. I mean, anything goes. Anything
I see.
Goes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think most people know that. I just want to make sure we clarify that. But that's not the case in Japan. And isn't over the next generation, aren't those kinds of differences going to be apparent in the growth of their economies? Japan, South Korea versus China.
Yes. And we already see, I mean, there is a new alliance which is being debated now. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's a free trade alliance between democratic countries around the Pacific.
Right, including Australia, New Zealand, et cetera.
Japan, New Zealand, mm-hmm. Chile.
And, Chile,
I think this is extremely significant. Because, of course, they want to contain China. I mean, this is not against China, but, you know, it's to contain China and to be, of course, to be able to develop themselves without China.
Can we say this, Guy? Can we say, do you agree with me when I say real quality economic, substantial economic growth and development can't really happen without liberty?
I fully agree because it's based on experience.
And China does not have liberty the way Japan and Chile and South Korea does.
You know, to go with you, 20 seconds. The Chinese do not understand why they are unable to build a software industry. So they send people to India to understand. The Indians told them, well, we have a software industry because we are free people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well said. Hey, Guy, such a great report today. Thank you so much for the tour of the Far East, and we always appreciate having you here, and hope you come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye now.
Guy Sirmon, ladies and gentlemen. What a great global statesman he is, and I love the way he thinks. He and I are lockstep, folks, on this liberty thing. If you want to have solid economic growth, you got to have entrepreneurship, and you got to have liberty. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.